it brings to into focus the importance of family farming to unlock, firstly, the ability of people to produce land on their plot of ground. I mean, we said one family, one food garden. It is, as I also said, there was a time when families could go to the backyard and go and get potatoes and go and get onions. We've outsourced that to the local supermarket. But it is a movement. Can you imagine if all households are growing their own food and households begin to form cooperatives in area and how it can contribute to food insecurity? Because the food security can't just come from the smallholder and from the commercial sector. And I think that is important. Why I think a meeting like this is important is because countries have been working around this, have been working on how to enhance and recognize family farming. So it's an opportunity to extract the lessons and to extract the wisdom and to go to Rome, not with something that's ceremonial, but with a very strong message that ultimately enables households in Africa and Africa to feed itself.
And just finally, as a woman, what needs to be done to bring more women to own farms in this country?
Well, you know that there is research that says if women have the same resources as men, access to the land, ownership of the land, they have the inputs, they have the capability. I forget now what the exact statistics are. And if you ask me tomorrow, I'll be able to tell you. Because they are able to produce enough food to take millions of people out of hunger. You know, there's actually research that I think that might have been, it's IFAD who produced that research last year. Because there's, I mean, what is that old saying? If you teach a woman to fish, she will feed a whole village. And so I forgot to take the gender message there, but I think women will make a difference everywhere.